Do you remember when we first started talking? That was when you were supposed to do the project with Corrupt, the 2K.
Right.
That was.
Right. And that's still in the makings too. That's still in the makings. But you know, things happen along the way to where, you know what I'm saying, you gotta put aside certain things and Corrupt put aside, you know, certain things, and life turns twists and curveballs. But we plan to still do that. And much love to my nigga Corrupt. His stuff coming out too, 420. And that's what it's about. It's about campaigning for each other. It's not about like I want to shelter this dude out. Nah, it's just like he be on certain things, just saying that's my nigga Cocaine, whoopty whoop, this and that. And I, how can I not do that? It's enough money in this for us all to eat. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with it.
Okay. And you're also getting ready to put out a mixtape next week before the album come out, called In the Back Streets with DJ Crazy Tunes. How did that idea come about?
Well, if you look at it, you get away with your most dirt on the back street. When you look at it, you don't go on the main, you don't go on the streets where, you know, on the boulevards to where they can catch you. You go on the back street. You be like, oh, one time coming, I'm on the back streets. So what I wanted to come up with is when Jay Wells said, you know, let's use Tunes, I was like, snap, that's perfect. Because Crazy Tunes is just not a dude that be screaming on a bunch of records, oh, go get my stuff. Nah, he execute records. He do it like the old rodeo tapes, like how Pooh and all them used to do it. So I was like, hands down, nigga, you got this here. You got this sold up. And, man, that's Crazy Tunes. I mean, the legendary Crazy Tunes. And then he got Dub C talking on it and Cube talking shit on it. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, hands down, man, this is the West.
So, you doing other people's beats on the mixtape?
Yeah, I'm doing a couple, you know, because this is my first mixtape.
Right.
I never was really concerned with mixtapes, but this is my first mixtape, so it sparked my interest, and I said I want to flip some of this stuff, like some of Drake's stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, but the way I flipped it, you know, people going to get a bar of it, and I think they're going to ride on it, because, you know, it's definitely different. And we got the original stuff incorporated in there with some new twists, and then Crazy Tunes is like, my homie cocaine. No, you talking about cocaine? I'm talking about the homie cocaine. Oh yeah, DPT is down with us, and it's have some of the greatest hooks I've done in there, real quick, nice and efficient.
Nice.
And boy, wait till you hear this, man. This
yeah,
one of the
know
ones.
Crazy Tunes cooked up something crazy. I already
my
know.
God, every bit of the word, man. Boy, Crazy Tunes is crazy because he go off on this one.
I know, and he don't do mixtapes with just anybody. He don't just jump on anybody's shit. He really got to be into your shit to do your mixtape.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, and me and that brother share some, you know, some ideas, and it's, you know, the feeling's mutual, and just like with Cube and them and Dub C, they're my folks, the feeling's mutual. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time, man. We've been allowed to pioneer some stuff, and we just scratching the surface. So for us to all come back and you know, Dre and Snoop and Cube to be in the studio again working on that there. And then for just basically everybody, old and new, in my opinion. So it's a beautiful thing, man. Crazy Tunes, big ups.
You know, while we on the topic of Ice Cube, you're probably aware of, you know, all the controversy going on in the last couple of weeks about old West Coast, new West Coast, all this type of stuff. Where does cocaine stand on the issue?
Diplomatic immunity. I don't get caught up in all that bullshit and all that. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, as far as J-Rock and as far as Glasses Malone, as far as Nipsey Hussle, they're my niggas. As far as Ice Cube, as far as Dre, as far as Snoop, as far as the old to the new, them all my niggas. And you know what I'm saying? We'll get to the point to where everybody put aside their indifferences, but I don't really get caught up in that, all that bullshit.
Okay. But have you had the chance to work with, like, let's say Nipsey Hussle or somebody like that?
Man, Nipsey Hussle, my guy. That's the Hustler, Worcester Rider. And you know, I'm happy to see these young cats, you know what I'm saying, create their lane. And you know, it's just we'll get to the podium to where we all can set aside that differences, because we're more stronger smashing together. But see, if everybody needs to get something off their chest, get it off your chest, and then let's come together and West Coast ride.
Okay. And on your Twitter, you just posted that you finished a song with Snoop, produced by Battle Cat. Is that going to be on the album?
Nah, that's going to be one of them ones that Snoop is putting out. But, you know, I'm happy. You know, I'm glad that we get a chance to mix it up again. It's like, you know, everybody got to go on their own personal road, and everybody got to bring something to the table. You can create your own lane. You don't have to depend on no OG or no new nigga to create your lane. But the thing where we get caught up, everybody get caught up in the ego sometimes, whether good or bad. I'm not passing no judgment on no nigga, because I got homies on both sides, difference of opinion. I play that diplomatic immunity role. But at the same time, what's good hooking up with Snoop again is because we looked in each other's eye and was like, hey, man, it's time to create that magic again. So he sent me this record, him and Battle Cat did, and boy, on that one, man, that nigga's right back to 92, back to that shit. So he, you know, he got this song. I don't want to let the cat out the bag,
okay,
but it was good to send that and, you know, be a part of that situation again. So I'm like, big ups to all the West Coast, whether you're old, whether you're new, this is just the West.
And something I wanted to ask you about anyway was what you think of Auto-Tune. But then now I just heard the Drake remix that you did, and I heard that you use Auto-Tune on it. So now I really got to ask you, what's Cocaine's take on Auto-Tune?
I mean, music is music. I think people oversaturate Auto-Tune, and then, you know, your next attorney at one of them record companies saying, we got to have Auto-Tune. But, you know, it is what it is, and I didn't really want to take away from that type of vibe that they already had on it. So I just played my part and flipped their shit.
Okay, but we're not going to hear Cocaine auto-tuning on his album.
Hell no, nah, man. The vocals is gangster, Jack.
I'm saying, you got the voice.
Hell no, nah, man. We ain't doing that. That's for them cats, man, that is on that type of vibe. I ain't really going to bash nobody, but that's what they do, man. You know what I'm saying? Ours is mine's is hot water cornbread. I ain't putting it in the microwave, you dig?
Okay. And so the album is coming out June 1st. What can we expect up until then? What you planning to drop? I heard you got some videos.
Yeah, I already got the Killing Fields out there, and of course the single dropped 420, The Twilight Zone, and you know, I got some more goodies in store. You know, at least 5 videos to slap up there. You know, we'll be making our runs to Atlanta, to New York, heading all through the South. We really going out and we got a tight street campaign out in L.A. Big ups to Jag out there for doing their thing and making an impression on the game. And you know, with this album that's finna hit June 1st, man, it's going to be that vintage Cocaine, but with a modern-day twist to it. You know what I mean? And we ain't going to leave the South out so much, because we want to play ball with them at the same time. But 85% of this album, 85% of this album is West Coast. So it's going to be something a little bit for everybody.
Okay. And I remember when I first started to talk to you, I had to explain to you how to open a web page and type in WCNN and go read what I wrote. And now I see you all on the social networking sites, Twittering and Facebooking and all that. How did that happen?
Hey, one thing I understand, you got to be a part of innovation. And if you don't go right, you're going to get left. And it's just like when you did that, I said, man, I picked up on all that thing. So I said, I'm going to get my internet game up. So it really took me like a year and a half to 2 years to get my internet. You know, of course, I got some help from my wife. And once we assembled that, you know, Jay Wells and my partner in the label, which is Buddy Boy and Rob Racks, they really helped me catapult my internet game up, because that's what you got to have. But you can't sleep on the streets, so don't get it twisted. Even though you make it hot and that's where the internet is pushing, don't sleep on the streets. Get out there, go beat up the concrete, and that's something that we did. And you know what I mean? That's all good, from the internet to the viral presence and to beating up the streets. Everybody else going to have to follow.
Yeah, you got to start from the ground up. If you only rely on your internet presence, it's not going to get you nowhere, because if people don't talk about you in real life, they ain't going to buy your shit.
Yeah, so we treat, Nima, we treat this whole thing like Crush Groove all over, back when Russell was out there. Him, Rick Rubin just smashing, whoop. And that's what you're going to have to do. You just can't stay in one vicinity. You got to go out there and shake enough hands, just like Obama, to win the presidency. You have to go out there and meet. You have to go get people in touch with what you got going on, because yeah, you did that all in the past, but people care about what's going on right now. So it's a whole new generation out there. So all we doing is just taking all this information. You look at my blog, you go to www.legendarycocaine, you'll see all we doing is just reintroducing and then going out to meet people, because that's what we are entertainers for. You know what I'm saying? That's why they buy our records. We never too good for the fans outside of if it's interrupting with the family. So that's all I'm doing, allowing myself to be accessible to the fans, let them know that, hey, this good funky music is back. We got a twist with it. We still new. We, you know what I mean? And it's going to be something else. You know, come support this. This is why I call myself Cocaine. This is why we're part of G-Funk. And it's a humble situation, man, to be in a position to go ahead and talk to these little youngsters that's 15, 16 and up. And they pop's been listening to it, but then they still listening to it too. So it's full circle.
It's perfect, man. I think we pretty much covered everything we had to cover. Is there anything else that you want to let everybody know?
Man, just go get that Twilight Zone. Holla at your boy, www.thelegendarycocaine. You can reach me on my blog. You can go to Buddy Boy Entertainment. Or you can hit your boy up on the Twitter. But if you're coming with that false shit and that negative shit, you can tweet these nuts.